Welcome to Those Who Travel Meet Themselves, the podcast that focuses on the human experiences that make our travel. So a few weeks back in our travel group, I stumbled upon a tweet where a young woman was bemoaning her first girls' trip, calling it an absolute disaster. You can find the tweet on our Facebook page, Those Who Travel Meet Themselves. In this episode, we are going to talk about the good and the ugly around girls' trips, and most importantly, the things you need to have in place in order for everyone to have a good time. From 2008 to 2012, I had 5 girls' trips, and thereafter, sadly, our group fell apart as we changed. From there, it was more solo travel and going with a friend at a time. But today, we focus on girls' trips, since it's Women's Month and we have a kick-ass PDF on how to plan the ultimate girls' trip. For your plan, visit www.twtmt.com after you are done listening to this podcast. So let's chat a bit about how my first girls' trip started off. Well, it was on a heady note over a glass of wine, like all great plans. We were having lunch at my friend's, who's an excellent host and planner. The trip was initially planned for 4 ladies. We were all new entrants into the working world, so as you can imagine, we had limited budgets. So it's so important to talk about money and know exactly what everyone can afford, as it will allow you to choose a place that fits the group's budget, not just one member of the group. So if you know that everyone has a budget for Paris, don't force them to try and get to Paris, because no one should end up in debt in an attempt to have fun and relax. So, in that tweet, for instance, these friends went off to Paris, and clearly some of them could not afford what the lady who was tweeting could afford. And so, if you know that you're traveling with people who don't have pockets as deep as yours, don't shame them for not having deep pockets. The whole aim of a trip is to have fun together, not to shame each other. Now, which brings me to my second point, which is make sure that at least one of you in the group is a super awesome planner who is very communicative. Because, honey, listen, you need that person, because otherwise, 6 months into planning the trip, you will have one of your friends just bum out, knowing very well that the budget was done based on 4 people. But now she's like, oh, babes, you know, I don't know. I mean, when this happens, if you have a super awesome planner, generally there are emails that they would have already started off where everyone agreed to the budget. And where you include a line that says, if you agree to this budget, it means that you are going on this trip and you cannot back out after you agree to this. Give people the opportunity to say, you know, yes or no, I'm still in, or I'm no longer in. Because it's important to give them that opportunity as well. Because we know that life can change, but life can't change after 8 months of planning and everybody's been depositing their money. And then all of a sudden you realize that, hey, you're not keen to spend that money anymore. So you must probably wondering what we did when we had one of our girls pull out. Well, we made her pay towards the things that had been calculated for, really, because, you know, she pulled out literally at the last minute. So the things like accommodation and the car we were renting, we asked her to contribute to that, because, you know, you agreed to it fundamentally and on email. So now stick to your word. The third thing that I would say one really needs to pay attention to is timelines. So if you know that all of you are flying into a place, make sure that the flights are around the same time, even if it's not necessarily the same carrier, but make sure that the flights are around the same time, because you do not want to spend the whole day at the airport waiting to start your trip. Again, this boils down to communication, coordination, and planning. Another aspect of planning an amazing trip is, of course, the activities that you will participate in on your trip. Now, this was another thing that clearly came up in that tweet, was that she wanted to do certain things that the other ladies didn't want to do. Now, on a girls' trip, you can do separate activities. There will be some activities that you will do together, and there will be certainly some activities that you have no interest in, and there's no need to force each other into doing activities. I do not understand why people feel that they all have to do the same activities. There's no written rule about which activities you need to participate in and which activities you shouldn't participate in. So, I've been asked before, like, what do you do with regards to activities? Do you plan them prior, or do you just wing it and do them when you arrive there? I think it's always good to share what activities are available at your destination prior to starting your trip, because it allows you all to decide on which you will do together, and then you can also decide on which solo activities you are going to do by yourself. So, for instance, when we went to Coffee Bay, I tried new things that I hadn't done before. So, I went drumming and surfing. I'd never surfed before, so it was like, oh, cool experience. It only cost me 40 rand, and that 40 rand included a sandwich. So, I was like, yay! And as a group outing, we went hiking together. So it just shows you know, that there's always room for doing what you want to do and also doing things with the girls. The other thing is accommodation. So generally, when you're first starting off, is accommodation, you look for something that is within your budget. So you might choose not to stay at a hotel, but rather at a B&B or self-catering accommodation, which means then that you need to cook for yourself. So what we broke it down to was, you know, who wants to cook, who doesn't want to cook, who prefers washing dishes, who doesn't, because these are all activities around what needs to be done in order for the group to, you know, enjoy their time there. So we agreed on certain meals that we would have together, and that was breakfast and supper and lunch. Everybody sees for themselves, which worked pretty well for us. And really, there were very little, you know, anger with regards to food and all of that. And also, what I found is that people just essentially, after you finish eating, you just wash your own plates. Works out better and faster. You know, just put the water in the sink and, you know, get it done. Now, how do you avoid drama on these trips? Look, I'm not going to lie, I have an opinion on everything. And I must say that my girls' trips really made me realize why people often say that one should not talk about politics, sex, and religion when in company, because we just don't know what our life experiences have been. Because your take on abortion might be entirely different to your friends. Secondly, mood swings, guys. Some people are morning people, some people are evening people, some people are just not any day people. And some people are fine the one day and off the next. So mood swings are something that exists. So know thine friends. You know, just know your friends and make sure that, you know, you give yourself space and you give them space. Otherwise, you will be dragged through Twitter for being a dragon. And then my biggest pet peeve, and something that I always think there should always be clarity about is money. Once your money is done, really, once your money is done, then it's done. Sometimes, you know, we want something and then we want to borrow money from someone. And if you decide to borrow someone money, then best you just write it off, because you don't know whether they are going to turn around and pay you back or not. And often, if there's one thing that causes fights among friends, it's money. So just make sure that you are clear on what your rules around money are, so that there are no fights amongst you. Lastly, you know what? Girls' trips are meant to be fun and full of adventure. Like meeting a woman from Germany who traveled the world by volunteering to take donated body parts, such as kidneys, to wherever in the world they were needed. How's that for a cool job? I mean, she was part of the Team Carry On gang, and you know, basically, if you know how to live out of your pockets and you have a job that allows you to just get up and go when the emergency services call you to say, hey, we've got a heart that needs to get to South Africa, why not? I thought it was a pretty creative and interesting way to see the world. And so for more information on hacks like this and how to plan your next girls trip, visit www.twtmt.com. Thank you, and we love hearing from you. So make sure you comment on our Facebook page at Those Who Travel Meet Themselves and let us know what you thought of this podcast.